Okay, I'd like to thank Rabbeinu Glantz, who's here tonight, and also part of the Chabura, for sponsoring tonight in honor of someone special to him. And also, we also like to thank Landau High for sponsoring tonight's Eichlin. Usually, the judges get the bulk of the food, but this year I made it very clear to them they had to make sure to supply significant Eichlin down for the Yachikala, and they did a good job of that, so Yashikaya for them. And we'll be ending Shir a couple of minutes early or late to announce the winner of which Shir won the cook-off. Anyway, let's move on here. So what I said today, the first part of the shiur, we're going to do the first part of the shiur today is deal with how Tosos and Sanhedrin answers the bomb kasha of Tosos and other Rishonim here, and then how that sheet of Tosos is really a totally different approach to the whole sugya in general. And therefore, we're going to have basically two mahachim as to what is going on in this geirus of the katan, and maybe even geirus in general, as we'll see. But before we do that, just one thing, one little ha'ara before we move on to Tosfos and Sanhedrin. This is the first line of the Gemara. Someone asked me the other day. I was going to save it for the end, but I don't know how much time we're going to have after we get through the Tosfos and Sanhedrin. Was this lashon of ger katan matvilin oso al das bezdin? So we'll deal later. Hopefully, we'll have time for why the lashon matvilin. Why not molinu matvilin? We know why not mekabel mitzvahs that we dealt with already. But what's this lashon of al das bezdin? So there's a meiri. It says something fascinating because in the approach that we've been taking, what role is Beis Din taking here in this geirus? Not just the classic role of Beis Din being there at the geirus in order for the geirus to be effective, but it's also that Beis Din is the mezakeh of the geirus, like the big Moshe Blass. Is he here? Is he here now? Being kind of the Yache Kala packet for Rabbeinu Loring. Beis Din is the mezakeh. They're the ones engaging in this Maisa Geirus for the Katan. Al Zochin L'Arsho B'Fana. So the Meiri says something fascinating. Ger Katan Matvilen Oso Al Das Beis Din. He says there's really two Batei Dinim here. There's the regular Beis Din that every geirus has. That's not what Rav Huna is talking about. Al das Beis Din means you actually need another whole Beis Din, because Beis Din is the one here who is going and taking that role of being the mezakeh. It's not just stam one person. Beis Din is going ahead and they are being mezakeh this katan in the geirus. Why do you need dafka Beis Din? Is it ma'akev? It's not clear from the Meiri whether it's ma'akev that you would need this other Beis Din to go ahead and do it. What would happen if, you know, b'di'evad, just someone else went ahead and did it? Not 100% clear. But the point is that the Meiri, at least you see clearly what's going on here. Even if you don't go with the Meiri, which most of you Rishonim don't, Beis Din, if there's only one Beis Din here, Beis Din is playing two roles. It's the classic role of Beis Din that you have in every geirus, that they're present at a geirus. Where in the geirus? You saw some of the Rishonim that we've seen already. Some say in a regular geirus, the Beis Din has to be present at the Kabbalah Mitzvahs. Some say it has to be present, the Beis Din has to be there at the Tevilah. Maybe they have to be there at the Milah also. But that is the general need for Beis Din in all Geiris. But there's this other role that they're fulfilling here, and that is the role of being the Mezakeh if Zochin Lahav Shel Lefanav. That is all within the approach we've been taking the past three Shiurim, that what's going on here in this Geiris of a Katan is a classic Zochin process where there's a Maisa Geiris with a Chalos Geiris. Otherwise, Zochin has no Shaychus to the whole process.
In other words, what you're saying is that the first Beis Din,
is doing the Zochin.
Zochin,
the other Beis Din is doing the regular role
of affirming. Of witnessing, of affirming.
Good, good. We'll see. We'll talk more.
Meaning,
very good.
That it's, if it's one Beis Din, then it's possible conflict of interest.
I don't know about that, but you're making it. But that's a good. Up until the last sentence he said, it was a good split. Because one is that Beis Din's there, okay. So the term that's usually used is it's the regular Maisa Beis Din that you have at every Geiris. And you have Beis Din acting in this Mizakia role of Zochin Lahav Shel Lefanav. Now let's go to Tosfos in Sanhedrin. So everyone has their smooth packets. Last page. I actually put it. Second to last page. Second to last sugya, I believe.
Page 9.
So Tosos here says, let's go to the bold. Rabbeinu Baum always likes the bold bits in Bracha Rishayna. Umiyu kasha, ma'idit perikama diksuvis. Darminin ger kotan matvilin oisoi al das bezin. Ulekol mili chashiv ger la tiro bas Yisrael v'kidusha kidusha ubanav chaltun v'yavnin. Ulekol mili daraisa. It's below Mashmi. He doesn't buy into what our Toso says about Yesh Koch Biyad Chacham and Lakadov Min HaTorah. He says below Mashma that we can go ahead and treat this Ger Katan as a full fledged Jew, even though it's only Midirabanan, based on the power of the Chachamim to be Oker Davim in HaTorah, because that's what they'd have to be able to do. Because otherwise, how could you let the Jew, okay, the Jewess, marry this guy? It would be the Lav of Los Eschatein Bam. So that's number one. He says, V'lo Mashma Shiyem Mitam Yish Koch V'yachom L'akot Davim in HaTorah. Chada, why? Because the only time you can be Yoked of Minotaira is B'Shev Al Taisek. V'hai Kum V'yasei. This is the Chachamim allowing this Bas Yisrael to be over alive. They don't have the power for that. As we mentioned last year, Tosos in that first opinion was assuming that our whole Gemara in Rav Huna is going with that Das Yochid of Rav Chizda of Yesh Koach B'Yachacham and Lakadov Min HaTorah even B'Kum B'Yaseh, which is very difficult. It's definitely a big Chiddush. So that's number one. That we don't hold that way. V'od Mideparach Mai Kamash V'Latanina Des Zochel Olam Shlo B'Fanav. Even he says, even if you're going to say like Tosos that Rav Huna is going with Rav Chizda in Yevamos, that Yesh Koach Biyat Chachamim LaKadov Min HaTorah B'Kum V'Yaseh, don't you think the Gemara there should mention that as the Chiddush? Tosos by us says, the Gemara gave Chad one good answer for what the Chiddush is. But this other answer, like I said, we might get excited by Yesh Koach Biyat Chacham LaKadov Min HaTorah because we have that, you know, a little kfir bent in us, and we get all excited when we see a sheet like that. But obviously, the Taisus wasn't a big deal. But this Taisus is a big deal. It is a big chiddush that the Chacham could go and be Oikir Davim and HaTorah, Bekum V'Yaseh. What are you tied to, baby Chaim? The big chiddush, oikadav in atara. Anyway, so we move on, and we say as follows. So Tosis says, "Venira de zechiyah de geiris." He gives a whole new pshat. Says, "Venira de zechiyah de geiris, lo dummy leshar zechiyos zechiyos." Says that this geiris is not like other zechiyos. The Mashe Bezdin Matvilin also, the fact that Bezdin is Matvil, because that's the Lashon, Bezdin Matvilin also, Einam Zochin Ba'avuro, they're not Zochef for him, Elohu Zoche Be'atzmo Ubegufo Shenase Ger. This statement is a plia atzuma, a wonder. What in the world is this Tosfos saying? He's saying, listen, we can't hold that this is regular zachin l'shabafanav. Why? Because Tosfos holds zachin l'shabafanav does not. This Tosfos holds that regular Zachin L'Arm Shel B'Fanav does not work with a Katam. Like the first Deya in our Tosfos as opposed to the second Deya in our Tosfos and as opposed to the Deya of the Ritva. He holds that if we were working via classic Zachin L'Arm Shel B'Fanav, there's nothing to talk about. Ein Zachia L'Katan, Ein Shlichas L'Katan, for all the reasons that we've dealt with already in prior shiurim. So he says, oh, so what do you got here? A different type of zechiyah. Lo dami l'shar zechiyah. D'masha bezdin ma'adil nosam, eina zochin ba'avuro, they're not being zochef for him. Elohu zoche b'atzmo, Ubigufo, he is Zoche in himself, by himself, in himself. Shanase Ger, he's becoming a Ger, and then he gets all, you know, you love this Lashon. V'nichnas tachas kanfei yashchina, and he gets, comes under the tachas, the kanfei yashchina, and he's part of the Jewish people, he has that Ashkacha Pratis. Beautiful. What's he talking about? What does that mean? How can he be Zoche Ba'atzmo? Ubaguva. He's a Katan. That's even worse. That's even worse. Because we at least had two other Rishonim, Tosfos himself in one day, and the Ritva, who said, even if you have the, right, Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus, or maybe you could say Zachin could have a Zachin for a Katan. But what does it help if he's Zeiche Be'atzmo Ubegufo? If anything, that should be worse. He's a Katan. What's he talking about? Anyone? Any idea what he means? So there is the approach of some achronim that actually want to say that, no, since it's normally what's pshat, a katan can't go ahead and make a maisa kinyan on something external from himself. But if he himself is right being kaina, his what? His yadus? Then he's a bardas for that. I've been thinking about this pshat for many years. I still don't understand what it means. What does it mean? Because it's in his goof. So he's his goof. That's he's the entity of the kinyan.
But the bottom line is he has to go ahead and he has to be pummeled that. If it's a regular Kenyan, who cares if he's the Cheftza that the status change is occurring to, or it's some other Cheftza. The bottom line is he is going ahead and he is shafting a Kenyan, a Chalois Kenyan, that requires Das. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference if you're the entity that is undergoing the halachic effect and change. The bottom line is, the one who is doing it has to have das if we're talking about a Maisa Kinyan. Again, remember what we've been talking about here. Up until now, the world that we're in is a world of Maisa Kinyan, where you do a Maisa that produces a chalos. Don't get distracted from the word kinyan. Kinyan is just where classically we have a maisa. But what we mean by a maisa kinyan is a maisa with an effect. So the one who does a maisa that's producing the effect has to have das. That's the world that that's the halachic world that I live in. If you're the one that's producing the effect, you have to have das for that. Yeah, you want to say something?
Maybe he's working through Shutfus, based in Kohen Shutfus. We normally say Zachman Shalomba doesn't work because he's Shlichus, and he can't have Shlichus by a Chazan. But what if they're working on Shutfus? So it's not within Shlichus, because he's doing the Maisa Ba'atzim and the Gufo, but he gets the Das of the based in to do a Zaka for him.
But he's saying based in not being a Zaka for him.
They're each contributing what is it? To the Shutfus.
I mean, it's a nice shot, but I don't see how you get that out of Tysus. Anyway, I want to go back to one other thing that I skipped. It's also fascinating in this Tysus. It's a little hot, no? It's a little hot. What? Okay, anyway, so here we go. Maybe I'm just hot. Listen to the beginning of Tysus. Tysus, when he asks a question that Tosus by us asks. Let's go back to the top of Tosus. Vim Toma, Veheach Nisgayer, Ki Amrina Nami, Dekatan Islei Zechia Midoraisa, Hani Mili Yisrael, Aval Ove Kochavim, Amrina Bezu Neshech, Dekavan Loasi, the Klaus Shechas, Leslei Zechia, Afilu Midraban. So this Tosus starts and he says, at the end of the day, a katan, right, might have zechia that applies to him, maybe even daraisa, but a goy for sure, seemingly, cannot have this zachin and geiris apply to him midaraisa, because he doesn't come to klal shlichus, even midrabanan. Then look what he says. Again, we saw that in Tosfos. It says, Umiyu halav kushi. This is not a kasha. Dim kain, listen to this. Tikshi lan kol gerim. All gerim. Heyach matbilin oisan. How could all gerim? How could the Beis Din go ahead and be matvil other gerim? Elakevan is a chiyaso biyado ba'inki yachad. Shiny. That you know why all garrison work? Only because we say zechiyaso biyado ba'inki yachad. What in the world is Tosa saying here? He's saying, let's make sure we understand. I'm going to spell it out if you weren't hopping up until now. Tosus says like this. Remember the kasha we had in the other Tosus. How could you have zechia for this goy? For this goy? There's no shlichus for a goy. So our Tosus just said, oh, because we could say zechiyas oviyado ba'in kiyach. That's not what this Tosa says. This Tosa says that's true also.
but I'm going to prove it. Because how else does any geirus of a gadol work? How can you have any geirus of a gadol unless you say zechiyaso v'yado b'inkiyacha? What's Tosfos talking about? The ger who's becoming a, it's like the guy who's becoming a ger and a Jew, that's not based on zechiyah. Isn't that based on the guy himself coming and doing the maisa that is affecting his own geirus? We just saw the Meiri, who even though he was extreme and splitting up into two batei dinim, a bezdin of zechiyah and a bezdin playing the role of, as what Moshe Bert said, affirming this geirus, being there, being the Maisa Bezdin for the geirus. But clearly everyone that we've seen up until now has said that there is the classic role of Bezdin that exists in all geirus of a gadol, and there's this unique situation here of zechiyah for who? For this katan. For this guy katan who needs a zechiyah. Why? Because he's a katan. But if he's a gadol, he doesn't need zechiyah. You don't need shlichus. The guy doesn't need shlichus if he himself is coming. So what does he mean when he says, oh, it's not a kasha of zachin here due to the fact that this guy is becoming a ger via zachin? Because every gerus, you'd have a big kasha, even by a gadol. How else does every geirus work if not based on the principle of zechiyaso v'yado b'ayin cheach? It's a pliya. What's going on here? So what's he seeing? Something fascinating here. Tosfos here, and the truth of the matter is, I'm not sure at the end of the day our Tosfos doesn't agree with this as well. He seems to be holding that Every gerus, even the gerus of a gadol, is being activated by a maisa gerus of bezdin. But in the Havamina, Tosfos understands that it's like we've been saying up until now. What type of maisa geirus? A maisa geirus of zechiyah for someone else. I went ahead and I did a maisa kinyan on the smooth yarchei kala packet for Rabbeinu Lauren, and every bezdin is doing a maisa geirus. But how does a maisa geirus work? According to the Havamin of Tosfos, and possibly all the Rishonim that we've seen up until now, that by every gadol, Bezdin is the one who is going ahead and doing the Maisa for the guy affecting this Chalais Geirus, but it's working B'tairas Zechiyah, Zachin. He is being kaina, if you will. He is Bezdin. Sorry, not he is. Bezdin is going ahead and operating via a Zechiyah, where Bezdin is doing the Maisa for the guy, even by a gadol, to affect his Geirus. And that's classic zechiyah. It has to be that way because the Torah established that Bezdin is the one that is the active payel of the geirus, even though it's working as maisa v'chalos, maisa kinyan v'chalos.
where there's an acquisitional procedure that creates an effect. But the Havamina of Tosis here in Sanhedrin is like Tosos Vayas, where the Gerus is purely a Maisa being done with a effect. The difference is that up until now we've been assuming by a Gadol who did the Maisa Gerus. The Gadol. It's just that Beis Din had to come and do that Maisa Gerus for who? For the Kata. Tosus in Sanhedrin, the Havamin is saying that this Maisa Gerus of Zechiah exists in all Gerus. And when the Gemara says Ger Katan Matvilen Oysa Al Das Beis Din, according to the Havamina of Tosfos Sanhedrin, it's Lav Davka Katan. All Gerus is Matvilen Oysa Al Das Beis Din. And that's why he's in trouble, because if you hold there's no Zechiah by a Katan, we're going to be in big trouble. Right? Because if all Gerus, now he's really stuck Tosfos. And that's what he goes on to say. If you hold that Zachin does not work for a Katan, you're toast. That's what he says. Aval he Katan Lesley, that's the next line. Lesley Zechiah Midaraisa Vadai Kasha Heyach Nisgaya. But then he gets stuck. This might be a good piece of Torah if you hold what? If you hold that there is Zechiah for a Katan Min HaTorah, then there can be a good Gerus Min HaTorah Al Zechiah, which is exactly like the Tosos by us in the second Teretz. The only nuance here is that maybe all Gerusin work that way, based on Zechiah V'yado Bayin Kiyachar, even by a Gadol. But then, Tosfos is stuck. Because if we're operating via classic Zechiah, so what does that mean? That means that by all Gerus, what's happening is Beis Din is going ahead and doing this Maisa Gerus on behalf of the Katan or the Gadol, and the effect will be there for that Katan or Gadol. But that cannot work with a Katan if you hold that there's no such process that exists by a Katan. So now he's stuck. And therefore, what he means to say, Rabbeinu Bricks, I'm going to take half of what you said. I'm not going to say it's a shutvus. I'm going to say that according to Tosfos, what he means to say, I believe, when he says, Nire de Zechiah de Gerus lo dami l'shar Zechiyas. Look at the, we're going to be very careful in this lashon. The Mashe Beis Din Matvilin also. Beis Din is Matvil also. Every Gerus. Not talking about a Katan. He's talking about every Gerus. Beis Din is Matvilin also. That's number one. Einam Zolchin Ba'avuro. They're not Zolchin Ba'avuro. He's being Mamayate the first Pshat. That. That's not the way Gerus works. Gerus is not based in operating in a Zechiah procedure for the guy. Elohu zoche ba'atzmo ubegufo shenase ger, that he becomes a ger v'nichnas, and he enters Tachas Kampei Ashrina. You know why he's saying that? Because what he means to say, I believe, is Beis Din is Matvil. They're doing a Maisa Bezdin. It's their Maisa Bezdin. He is Zoche Ba'atzmo Begufo, the Gadol, by virtue of the fact that he did these things. Memela, he is what? He is getting this status of Jew, where he nasa ger, he becomes a ger. He's not making himself into a ger, he becomes a ger. V'nichnas tachat gamei ashrina. Because this terrorist is saying, Beis Din is doing even more. What it is it's purely a Maisa Beis Din. It's not a Maisa Kinyan. We've been working and operating with the concept of Geiris being a procedure in which the Goy or Beis Din goes ahead and they are producing, like any Maisa Kinyan, a Chalois. That always requires Das. What this is saying is, the Torah said, this is how you make a ger. There's a Maisa Beis Din stamp. This X, Y, and Z, this guy has to do. Mila, Tvila, Kabbalah, whatever it is. And in this case, it's the Katan. But he's not the one who is creating. A Maisa Kinyan is one who goes ahead and creates and generates the chalos. We're saying sophisticated ideas here. I'm going to give you a mashal to another halacha very soon. But what's happening here, according to Tosfos, is that this is not a Maisa where the guy or Beis Din is producing this chalos. Beis Din is doing a Maisa Beis Din, which is an active Beis Din, like we have other halachas of a Maisa Beis Din. You could have a Maisa Beis Din by Kiddush HaChodesh. A Maisa Beis Din here, a Maisa Beis Din here. Beis Din goes ahead and does their Maisa Beis Din. They need Das for Maisa Beis Din, but it's not Das of Kinyan. The Maisa Beis Din, and that Maisa Beis Din stamps it, like you have a Maisa Beis Din by Nedarim, being made for Nedarim. It's a Maisa Beis Din. This is also a Maisa Beis Din. Jew! Do this, 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 and then they go ahead and do a Maisa Beis Din that shafts this guy, makes him into Jew. Jew? Okay? That is what is happening here. And that's what he means. Beis Din Matbilin. If you wonder why, it's beautiful now in the Lashon. Beis Din Matbilin Oso. Matbilin Oso Al Das Beis Din. That's every Geiris. Masha Beis Din Matbilin Oso. And that could also be leading into the next thing that we're going to talk about if we ever get to it. Matvilin Oso, because that is the Maisa Beis Din. Tosis is saying, at least this Tosis is saying, that is the Maisa Beis Din. They're Matvilin, and that is going to generate this Geiris. With that, okay, the whole Kasha falls away. Because the whole kasha was, how do you have zachin for a katan? Zachiyas mitam shlichas, ain't shlichas l'katan. We're not talking about that. All we're talking about here is Beis Din doing a Maisa Beis Din. They can do a Maisa Beis Din for a gadol, and they can do a Maisa Beis Din for a katan. There's no difference in a katan and a gadol. It's all the same. So then Tosfos asks on himself, if that's the case, then what is the Gemara talking about? My kamashul and this chusul over zachma of shalavana. It sounds like the way we've been learning for the first three shiurim. This is zachma of shalavana. Like, and the Gemara itself compares it to regular zachma of shalavana of all kinyanim, of all ma'isa kinyanim. So that's where Tosfos comes. He doesn't leave us hanging with this, and he says, "Don't worry about that. says Vahad the Parach Bksuvis Tanina Zachalam Shalomafanov Umashani Mal the Devma Ovikacham Efker Nichale Hainu Mishum. That doesn't really mean Zachalam Shalomafanov in the classic sense. It's just a comparison. That the same way we only say Zachalam Shalomafanov when there's a zechus. That principle of Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas. So too, he says, Dim Haisa Chavaso Lo Haya Lebezdin Lismatseya Lehachnis Gufo Bedavar Sheyesh Lo Chova. Bezdin would not or could not, it's not 100% clear, would not or could not go ahead and do this Maisa Bezdin if it was not something that was good for him. In other words, the Gemara is just going ahead and saying, listen, we have this principle of Zachlam Shalafana that exists elsewhere. Okay? And that concept of Zachin tells us that we engage in that procedure only because and only if there's a zechus. So too here, Bezdin would only do that Maisa Bezdin if it was good for him. But it's not working based on the mechanism of Zachalam Shalomafanav. Now that, obviously that part of this Taisus is the most fetchy part. Okay, but obviously it's not our kvetch, it's Taisus' kvetch. And he realizes that, Taisus' Sanhedrin. But obviously he feels that everything else in the sugya fits in much, you know, better with his new approach to Geirah. So what it comes out is that we have here two fundamentally different approaches to how Geirah works. One approach is that the goy or Bezdin, they are the ones that are engaging in an acquisitional procedure like all other acquisitional procedures, that they are the ones that are creating this Jew. As opposed to saying, no, the Torah is creating the Jew, and this is the way, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nichnas Tachat Kam V'Yashchina, the Torah, Hashem, it happens. Boom! Via what? Via a Maisa Bezdin. Where do you have something like this? If you think this sounds like halachic magic. So we've had many times in our Chabura, we talked about the chilek between Pula and Maisa. You ever hear that split? Between Pula and Maisa. And when someone goes into the Maisa Kiddushin, who is going ahead in Kiddushin affecting, who is doing the Maisa to affect a Kiddushin on the Isha? That she becomes the kinyan of the husband and undergoes a status change of Penuya to Eishes Ish. Who's doing the Maisa kinyan that is producing this effect? Anyone? The man, obviously with the consent of the woman, but it's the man going ahead and doing a Maisa Kinyan, right? Haisha Niknes Vishlosha Drachim. And that's how Kinyan should operate. It's a Maisa Kinyan that both the man and the woman have to engage in. Let's say the man doesn't have das for the Kiddushin. Let's say the man thinks he is going ahead and being Mekadesh, his wife, but he really gave the money, or if he was Mekadesh for Bia. He had Bia with the sister, but he wanted to be Mekadesh, the wife that he wanted to marry. But he did it with the sister. So is he married to the sister?
Yaakov.
Don't worry about Yaakov. Good catch. But again,
Yaakov wants to go ahead and he wants to be Mekadesh Rachel Bibia. And it's really Leah. Forget about the Maisa Shahaya. Don't bother me with like the practical. Alright? But halachically, if it was Kiddushin, and Yaakov had Bia with Leah, thinking it was Rachel, would it work for Kiddushin? No way. Because it's classic Maisa Kinyan. You need Das. You need Das. She needs Das. He needs Das. Because what is a Maisa Kinyan that it produces an effect of Kinyan Kiddushin or Chalais Kiddushin or Chalais Eish Ish? It's a Maisa where the man and the woman are producing this effect. By Yibum, what happens if a man falls off a roof and lands on the woman? And somehow Bia occurs. He didn't really das for it. Or let's say he thinks the Yavam thinks he's being Boel, the Yavama's sister. And it happens to be the Yavama. Will it work? Yes or no? It does, believe it or not. How? How does the Kinyan of Ishus? Here it's both Kiddushin and Nisu and everything occurs with the Bia. How does it happen? Yeah, no, but what's the difference between that and regular Kiddushin? Yeah, but what do you mean? You have it by Kiddushin? What's the difference between that and Kiddushin? What's the difference? It's the same woman. Zer Zakasa. Oh, what does that mean, Zer Zakasa? What it means is, and they have the use of Lashon, Mishamaya Kamaknila. You know, what does that mean? It means that by Kiddushin is a Maisa Kinyan that the man and the woman produce. Like all Maisa Kinyanin. And for that, you require Das. But Yibum, okay, all it is a Pu'ula. Maybe it's a Maisa Mitzvah, but it's not a Maisa Kinyan that's producing it. You're doing a pu'ula, a mitzvah's yibum that triggers a chalos from Shamayim, from the Torah. The Torah then goes ahead and stamps this woman as Eishes Ish to this yavam. That's what's happening as well here in the Gerus, of Beth. We're not talking about a pu'ula that shafts. That triggers a chalois. We're talking about a Maisa Bezdin that goes ahead and there's a Maisa Bezdin that occurs and the Maisa Bezdin stamps this guy as Jew. How? The Torah says that's what needs to be done in order for this guy to be a Jew. But it's not a classic Maisa Kinyan where the parties are producing it. And that's why, according to the Sanhedrin, no das is necessary for the katan. All you need is a nice bezdin with das to be able to do a maisa bezdin, and that will shaft the geirus itself. Now, just with a couple of more minutes here, just this lashon of matbilan oisal das bezdin. If you saw some of the maramakomos, so again, it's with this Tosis in Sanhedrin. It's nice, in Lashon Matvilan Oisal Das Bezdin. So from Artos and Sanhedrin, it's beautiful because it seems to be, if from Artos and Sanhedrin, that is the Maisa Bezdin. Matvilan Oisal Das Bezdin means that there's a Maisa Bezdin. We saw Rishonim prior to this that said that the Tefillah, that is where the Bezdin is at. And that can very well be that that's where the Maisa Bezdin is at. And that's it. And maybe by a gadol, we saw a Rashi that said you need the Kabbalah's mitzvahs during the tefillah because that's all where the Maisa Bezdin is. Now, why would that be the Maisa Bezdin more than also the Mila? Maybe the Mila also if it's a boy. So you could say ein achinami. Matvilin doesn't necessarily mean just matvilin. It can mean malin, v'tovlin, but the tevila is the gemar. Is the gemar. You all saw this in the Rishonim. It's the gemar. You saw a machlokes Rishonim as to whether or not you could have mila after the tevila. But even the shita that holds, you can have the mila after the tevila, b'tayras mitzvahs bezdin, mila comes before the tevila. It's just a question as to whether or not it's ma'ake. Like the Ramban says, you could flip it and have the tefillah first, but even according to the Ramban, right, the mitzvahs, geiris is to have the milah tefillah first. Now what's the pshat with having the milah before the tefillah? So some Rishonim say, as you saw in the Maram Kaimis, that the pshat is that it's like toivel v'sheretz v'yadav, which makes a lot of sense. You have an RL here. The question is, why wouldn't that, and that sheet that seems to hold that it's ma'akeh? Because you can't do a tefillah if you have a sheretz v'yadav. Now why wouldn't everyone agree to that? L'chayra. Tayvel v'sheretz v'yadav. Right? So what you have to obviously say is that the shita that holds wad, you can have mila after tefillah, and tefillah before mila, is that they view this as one process of geiris. It's one process of geiris. So there's no concept here of tovel v'sheretz v'yadav. It's all a process. So it's all happening. You know, it might be happening in time, sequentially, the mila after the tefillah. But if the geiris is one geiris process of mila and tefillah, Tfila Mila, but it doesn't make a difference because halachically it might be sequential in terms of our time, but in terms of the halachic process, it's all one. It just happens to be that one has to come before the other. But the way the halacha views it is, it's all together as one process. So it doesn't make a difference really from a legal standpoint, how it is operating, the mila first or the tefillah first. It's the process of these two things make up the geiris. These two things, you have them both, then you have the geiris. Now, the question is, this shita, let's read it inside. Because we're doing a lot outside, because they're trying to rush it in here. The shita that holds the tovel v'sheretz v'yadav. Does he hold that there's a process going on here in the geiris? And it's just that the process has to be with the mila first, because the nature of this process is defined by the mila coming first due to the fact that, you know, tovel v'sheretz v'yadav. Or no, might he be saying something else? Let's look at what he says. He says, Yesh lomo de kishu arel, ein tvila moeles, de havele ketoivel v'sheret v'yodah, v'afilu b'dieved me'ake. So is he saying that he also agrees that there's a process? This is what I'm asking. He also agrees that there's a process, but he says that this process, you have to have what first? You have to have the mila before the tefillah. Everyone, what? No. So comes the Rebbe Sam, right? Comes the Rebbe Sam, and he says as follows. No, that's not the pashas of the Mukhe Yosef. It might be the pashas of other Rishonim. We didn't do half of the Rishonim on this. This is just Shayurakas time. You only have Shayurakas on Pesach. But I think you're correct. And in fact, we see this borne out in Rishonim, who say you only need the Maisa Bezdin where? In the Tvila, and not by the Mila. Because the Mila is just a Tnai, a condition for an effective Tvila. For an effective Tvila. But the geirus and the maisa geirus, whether it's maisa bezdin, whether it's maisa zechia, is in the tefillah with a tnai that you don't have an effective tefillah without a mound goy, with an oral dika goy. Because it's like Taivel v'sheretz biyadol. It's not a good tefillah. And now, without any further ado, being videoed, we have here for the fifth year at the Yarchei Kala, the Landau High cook-off, the three Heliga Shiurim Rebbeim, the Madrichim, pass it on. We have Rebbeim who are Madrichim, who are role models, who are mentors, also chefs, lead chefs in the Landau High cook-off. And this year, I think the first year, it's a unanimous decision where all the judges agreed on the champion. And finally, after many, many years of feeling gypped and losing, Rebbeinu Katzenstein takes it home. Take a picture of Rebbeinu Hillmeyer. Look at his face, he looks stunned. He has never lost to him. And now he... Oh, you lost in the first year. Oh, you lost in the first year. But it's been many years, and Rabbeinu Katzenstein Shir took it home. It was close. Baby Chaim Friedman Shir had the lead all the way in the end. But once again, the dessert can kill off even the best of them. And thank you very much once again for another beautiful Yarchei Kala. And it's not over yet. This is just the first chelek of the Yarchei Kala. Now we move into the grand finale. This year's special grand finale with tomorrow's, hopefully, Limar Mekaymus. I will be on a trip up north, but there'll be Barak Ovos. The Rav from Alinowitz will be giving over his Bar Mitzvah Drasha, which was a shir that his father heard in Kletsk from Rav Aaron Kudla personally. It was a beautiful, I hope maybe you'll print it out. I saw the Ksav Yad, a beautiful Ksav Yad from the shir that he took in Kletsk. Maybe you'll hand out some of them, but everyone should partake of it. Mamash Real Mesaira from Europe to America, to Eretz Yisrael. It was just found. He couldn't find it. His brother went up into the attic and pulled it out. And should be a great one. Hopefully someone will record it for me. Have a great one.
Just like I say, before everybody runs away, Rav Safi gets up here every night and thanks all the food people and the money people. So just a big ashikol to Rav Safi. I know firsthand all the work he puts into preparing for this. He really does. You might think he's a Talmud Chacham and he could just come and do this. And it might be true, but anyways, he puts in the work, and so we all just appreciate it. Yeshko.
Yeah.